Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Time for six potential busts for 2024 right now on Fantasy Football Today in Six. Welcome to the show. Ha ha ha. It's not six, it's five. Dave, though, you have six busts. Who's number one?
Number one is Kyle Pitts, and everybody's excited about Kirk Cousins going to Atlanta. Obviously, will improve that passing game. I just need to see it from Kyle Pitts, and I can't rush back to him as being a big-time fantasy tight end. Adam, do you know how many years of his career he averaged more than 10 PPR points per game?
I'm going to say zero.
It's zero. He's never even been to 10. 9.9 in 2021, 7.6 in 2022, 8.1 in 2023.
How much, can you just say, well, he was playing hurt all year?
He played hurt all last year. There's no question about it, and injuries limited him in 2022. And in 2021, he would have had a good year if he caught, I don't know, six touchdowns. That's how many touchdowns he has over his career. Forgive me for not jumping right back into Kyle Pitts' massive arms and saying that he's my schmoopy at tight end. I think I'm going to try and get Dalton Kincaid ahead of him. I know I'm going to be happy trying to get one of the top tight ends that we've been trusting for a long time in fantasy ahead of him.
Okay. Number two.
Austin Eckler is a guy who's been near and dear to fantasy managers for a long time, but I'm very, very nervous that he's not going to be the same player that he once was ever again. And last year, I don't think he necessarily looked super explosive at the beginning of the year. Then he got hurt when he came back from the injury and was ready to play. Really didn't look great then either. Now he's going to Washington. Huge question marks in that offense. They might have a quarterback that's going to run a lot. That'll take work away from all the running backs there. He's certainly expected to split reps with Brian Robinson. Really nervous about him even getting to 60 catches this year. He might finish with less than that. And if he can't stay healthy, that could be even worse. He's on the wrong side of 30. So it's somebody that I'm basically moving so far down my rank list that I don't even have the chance to take Austin Eckler. Obviously, what the reports say in training camp might go a little bit of a way to moving him back up.
Let's go to bust number three.
DeAndre Swift changed teams. He's 25 years old. He's in Chicago. I still think he's going to split reps. He's still a huge question mark in terms of touchdowns. If Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels is the quarterback there after the draft, that's going to impact his rushing touchdown workload, especially near the goal line. And I think Chicago, if it's Caleb Williams, certainly could have more of a downfield passing attack, not leaning on the run game. I am worried about people overdrafting DeAndre Swift.
Let's go behind door number four.
Door number four is going to be three wide receivers in one. Zay Flowers, Calvin Ridley, Jordan Addison. There is change afoot in all three of these wide receivers' lives. Calvin Ridley moved to Tennessee, took a bag from them. Going to be the number one wide receiver there, but it's from Will Levis. The offense should be better for Tennessee than it's been the past few seasons, but I'm not sure if Ridley will actually benefit much better than where he was last year in Jacksonville as the number one guy catching passes from Trevor Lawrence. Zay Flowers, awesome finish to last year. Mark Andrews wasn't on the field. Derrick Henry wasn't on the Ravens. I think Baltimore is still going to have a lot of a rushing present approach to what they do. Zay Flowers did not have great games when the running backs did well last year. Now they've improved on their running situation. He makes me nervous. We've seen him go as a top 50 pick. I don't think he's even a top 55, 60 pick in drafts. And then Jordan Addison, new quarterback in Minnesota, when he was playing with Justin Jefferson, touchdown saved his fantasy production, still was below 13 PPR points per game in the first five games with Cousins at quarterback. Now it's going to be a big change there. Not sure whoever they have under center will be able to support both Addison and Jefferson on a regular basis. I would be very careful to draft Jordan Addison in 2024 drafts.
You know, I say this all the time, but with Zay Flowers, I think every draft we do, he goes ahead of Mark Andrews, and I don't get that. Just the premium position there. Flowers might have better numbers than Mark Andrews, but it won't stand out the way it does at wide receiver and what Andrews can do, because Andrews was so good before he got hurt. So I see it all the time. It's always Flowers ahead of Andrews. I never agree with it.
And it's not a talent thing either. I think Zay Flowers and Addison, and to a degree still Calvin Ridley, are very talented pass catchers. I think they're all still very fast. They're just in rough situations.
Dave Richard, breaking it down. Just pumping you up. I'm your hype, man. Well, you got the hoodie on. You got like an 8 mile thing going.
No, I'm a little cold. That's all.
You're cold. It's snowing in New York. All right, we'll talk to you next week on FFT in 5. See ya.
I laugh at your misery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.